Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Call at 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
Yep, Conan from Black Sheep Rising. Thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. My co-host Ian is, I think he's at some board meeting for the Cheshire Television or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but he may be joining us here a little later. I wanted to go back to a story we were talking about last night, and this one is from the Raw story, and the title of it is Here are the seven things people who say that they're fiscally conservative but socially liberal don't understand. And it was written by Greta Christina, and like I said, it's the Raw story, and it seems to be some of the most malinformed crap I have read out of the Raw story in the past. I mean, their Facebook page is clearly intended to be some kind of liberal pushwagon, but it is their stories are quite newsworthy generally. Now, this is obviously an opinion piece, not a news story, but it doesn't address anything about. And by the way, somebody who's fiscally conservative and socially liberal is basically libertarian.
This is true, and there's a lot more with the growing Independence Party. You know, more and more people are not wanting to identify with the left and the right, and they just want to be left to their own devices. And so they can say libertarian, but as we talked last week, no one knows what the hell libertarian is.
Yep.
Or you can say something smart like this: I'm socially accepting. But I just want you to keep your hands out of my wallet. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, it makes too much sense.
You don't understand.
Well, obviously I don't.
And Greta's going to tell you how you don't understand. So I sat on a train with a senator and one of his senior aides. We happened to get seated next to each other. He happened to sit down beside me. And this was the day after the Republicans won big in 2014, November. And, as amongst other things, we talked for hours. I asked him about, well, how do you feel? I mean, you guys just got your clock cleaned. You got pwned in the midterm. He's like, oh, I don't care anything about that. Come on. The Republicans are dying from demographics. And then shortly thereafter, he says, the one thing I am scared about, libertarians. That's what's going on here, right? The liberals are like, well, I can't, God, the libertarians are going to get us. They're taking the kids from us. We've always had the kids, and now the kids can see that the government can't solve a single problem, but we have to keep telling them that it can because we have an ideology, and we must pound its drum. So here, this second point in ways that people who are libertarian.
So you guys already covered number one. Last night.
Yeah, number one was a big one, as you can imagine, and it was very long. We covered it last night.
Poverty and the cycle of poverty.
Poverty and the cycle of poverty. So this one is domestic violence, workplace harassment, and other abuses. See above, regarding the cycle of poverty, if someone's being beaten by their partner, harassed or assaulted at work, abused by their parents, and if they're poor, and if there's nothing for a social safety net, it's a heck of a lot harder for them to leave. What's more, the stress of poverty itself, especially inescapable and trapped poverty, continues to violence and abuse. By the way, whatever your poverty is, isn't inescapable and trapped poverty. You are one of the privileged people. It's everybody else who has this inescapable entrapped poverty. You're just lazy, get to work so that you can pay your taxes. By the way, the things they describe in here basically, in many cases, talk about middle-class people as being poverty. Anyway.
Well, yeah. And this country, more and more, the middle class are becoming the poverty-stricken. I've always lived comfortably my entire life. I have never reached the middle class. I've always been, according to the statistics, the U.S. statistics, I've always been impoverished, but which is a big load of crap because I'm living very comfortably. But according to how much money you're supposed to make and how much stuff you're supposed to have, it's not the case.
Yeah, I think it's I think that. Well, for one, whatever separation there is between poor and the rich has occurred under a very big government. And it isn't, you can't trust the government to fix this problem. So what I'm thinking here is when I hear about domestic violence and workplace violence, by the way, I guess I don't understand workplace violence very much.
I don't understand it being in this list as domestic violence. I mean, it's very different unless...
Well, you can't leave. Like, this is the suggestion, is you cannot leave. If you're poor...
Workplace violence, you can definitely leave.
Well, you're supposed to not be able to get another job because you're stuck in the job you've got. Hmm. And that's true of a down economy, but the down economy is created by the Federal Reserve's interventions in the marketplace and politicians messing with the banking laws and the lending laws. That's the government that made it that way, not society. So government is separate from society. Society is this civil, this group of people that, you know, they go about doing their business.
I guess you can argue whatever reason people are in debt, that would be a reason why you couldn't just leave your job because, you know, everyone's got these a tuition to pay for. We've got houses to pay for. So you just can't just walk away and just...
I'll admit to you that definitely it's not what you make in this world. It's what you spend. You know, right? I mean... That's a big difference. If you're in debt and you feel like you have to keep this crappy job where somebody's abusing you, well, I feel bad for you. I've never been in that situation. If I was having a crappy time at work, I would leave. I would even go to a job that I made less at because I would not put up with that.
Well, I've done that before, and it is uplifting. I mean, you might make a couple extra less an hour. But just the benefit of working with good people or with good bosses or getting to work with good people in general, I mean it makes a load of difference. Screw that extra money.
And as far as domestic partners go, I wouldn't claim to know what it's like being in an abusive relationship. I haven't had to deal with something like that as an adult, and that would be a terrible thing. This isn't talking about being in an abusive relationship. It's talking about leaving. So let's say the person wants to leave. I just can't believe there aren't going to be charities out there to take care of women who want and men who want to get out of abusive relationships. So it's like somehow, they have to have government money to make this happen.
I think that those programs do exist, but they never make enough from their communities. These are the ones that they're always lobbying.
Well, no organization is ever going to get enough money. Okay, there isn't Apple.
But that's their argument.
Computers.
Yeah, that's their argument.
Doesn't have enough money. There's no organization that ever has enough money. And I can assure you that any charity out there that says yes, we need more money from the government, it feels really good to get a big check from the government. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't help you to run a lean, mean operation to do the best for the most necessarily. So she says, and you know what gets disproportionately targeted? Who gets disproportionately targeted with domestic violence and workplace harassment? Women, especially women of color and LGBT folks, especially trans women of color and LGBT kids and teenagers. Do you care about racist, homophobic, transphobic, misogynist violence? Yes, I do care about that. Well, then quit undercutting the social safety net. A solid safety net, a safety net that isn't made of tissue paper and doesn't require people to constantly scramble just to stay there, much less climb out, isn't going to magically eliminate this violence and harassment. But it sure makes it a lot easier for people to escape it. I'm not sure, I would never claim that the lack of a social safety net would eliminate people bullying other people for whatever reasons that they bully them. But I don't think that so far it hasn't stopped that. The social safety net is the suggestion here that people need to be able to quit their jobs where they're being harassed so they can sit on welfare? Because I think that's what she's saying.
Well, maybe that social safety net is also supposed to get them another job somewhere down the line.
The social safety net doesn't make jobs. Competition makes jobs.
Well, this person doesn't know about that.
Yep, indeed. Hey, look, it's got to be terrible to be treated badly at work. I've certainly had run-ins with fellow employees. Things didn't go the way I wanted.
I'm not really crazy that she has singled out women and women of color as the people who suffer the most workplace violence.
That way she can call you a bigot disagree with her.
I think it's a bunch of crap. I think men, in general, just don't complain because they're not allowed to because they'll be seen as, you know, wusses.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
1-800-450-3733. I kind of feel like the government, the state, this organization is an organization that's intended to pit people against each other. That way they spend a lot of time squabbling back and forth on how to properly use the force of the state. And they don't spend any time, is enough time, talking about how we can get along and cooperate, how we can compete against each other in fair fashions. The government doesn't seem to have any concern for those things. And it deeply concerns me. 855-450-FREE. If you agree with me, or if you disagree with me, we're reading this, the story from Raw Story about, it's the seven ways that people who claim to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal just don't understand. And I'm trying to get a picture here because I feel like I do understand, and I would feel like that I'm those things too. So, we'll get back to it here in a second, but I want to tell you about Bitcoinist.net. They're the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. I signed up for their newsletter. Go over to Bitcoinist.net and do the same thing. Their platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net.
Now, question, anytime during the Confederate flag bull crap and the whole lion thing, did like the Koch brothers come out and like say that they were fiscally conservative, socially liberal, make a big deal about it or something? Or does someone label them? Because usually anytime they say something, that's when
one of these comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, and we were just discussing when this came out. This was in mid-May when this came out, so it was actually a little while ago.
But the fact is there's David Koch does have a quote in here saying that he's fiscally conservative, socially liberal. I guess it makes anybody on either side upset when there's a rich person that's throwing money around. So there's the Koch brothers. There's George Soros. These are people on either side that are very wealthy, that understand the political process requires money to work. That if you want people to advocate for the things that you want them to advocate for, they're going to need paychecks to do that. And that's, you know, they've put together think tanks and funded think tanks and done all these kinds of funded PACs and this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's one side, the other, back and forth, ping pong, ping pong. Look at the bad guys over there. They're terrible. Oh, look at the bad guys over there. They're awful. Oh, my God, they're socialists. They're Nazis. And it's back and forth and la, la, la.
And like you said earlier, there's nothing worse than having a bunch of guys right in the middle who are like, screw both you guys. You know, it's both you guys are preaching crap. All of us in the middle, which is a growing movement, we're getting along just fine.
Yep.
And we're seeing the bull crap, and we know it's what the real problem is. You're just two sides of the same coin, and of a bad coin. It needs to be thrown in the trash heap.
Yep. I can't support what'd she say, Greta? Here saying the last one.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
I can't. I can't support, gays and trans people and, women's rights and all kids and
no, you're a
teenagers.
White, you're a white male.
Right,
there's
misgendered male. I must be an awful person.
And you're from the South.
Right, and I'm from the South, indeed. Number three, disenfranchisement. There's a cycle that in some ways is even uglier than the cycle of poverty because it blocks people from changing the policies that keep the cycle of poverty going. I'm talking about the cycle of disenfranchisement. I'm talking about the myriad ways that the super rich control the political process, and in controlling the political process, both make themselves richer and give themselves even more control over the political process. Purging voter rolls, cutting polling place hours, cutting back on early voting, especially in poor districts, voter ID laws, roadblocks to voter registration, noticeably aimed at people likely to vote progressive. Do progressives not have IDs? I mean, is that the problem?
The progressives are the ones that are driving their buses around all voting day, and they're doing. I think they're doing a better job of getting people out to the polls than the rights ever did.
If not being able to have a driver's license, if not being able to have the social skills to maintain a driver's license is what we call progressive, I'm not interested in progress. Look, I get that people are disenfranchised. I was disenfranchised. I'm a felon in the state of Florida in 2000 when Jeb Bush and George, you know, Jeb Bush had the voter rolls purged, and for his brother George Bush, and he won. I was purged. I know what this is like. But I was going to vote Libertarian, right? I wasn't going to vote Democrat, or I wasn't going to vote Republican. This, you know, I get the disenfranchisement, but what concerns me here is that the suggestion that you know, having that people who don't have driver's licenses are progressive. Look, there are things that people are qualified to do. I'm not qualified to drive a big rig. I'm not qualified to build a spaceship. I am not qualified to give somebody surgery. There should be some level of education, perhaps, that somebody should have before they're able to vote. And allowing people to vote, you know, vote early and vote often, I don't think that's progress, and that's what most of these laws are intended to deal with. Any law that disenfranchises somebody based on their the amount of money they make, the color that they are, you know, whatever it is that it disenfranchises them based on, I don't support it. But I am of the opinion that if you know, currently only U.S. citizens are supposed to vote, right? Well, maybe U.S. citizens who want to vote should have to take the U.S. citizenship exam before they vote. Now, this is the exam we give people who are not U.S. citizens in order to let them vote. Maybe we should require that. You know, hey.
The one that U.S. citizens on the street routinely fail?
Yes, that kind of thing. How many flags, how many stars are on the flag? Yeah. Who's the name of the current sitting vice president?
Who do we win our independence from?
Things like this, they have no idea. If you don't know the answers to these questions, I kind of feel like you don't have a qualification to cast a vote. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what section of town you live in. If you are unqualified, you are unqualified. The same people that say that there shouldn't be a license to vote will say that there absolutely needs to be a right to drive a car. Well, voting in aggregate is a pretty important social function. Like these, the particular versions of sociopaths, liars, and thieves that we put in office, it matters. Obviously, it matters to the people who write this stuff. Then why shouldn't there be some kind of licensure for doing this activity?
Well, she's saying that, all right, so she's saying that we don't get this. Or yeah. She might even be pointing out, because I agree with the first part. Rich people, people who are making the money, do usually start finding ways to pull the strings, whether it be to, you know, put with politicians in their pockets or, you know, spending lots of money.
Gerrymandering.
Yeah, lobbying the, you know, whoever they need to lobby to get things done.
Big government is the solution for that.
Well, she still wants big government. But
yes, she does. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on this? 855-453, Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to discuss the topic on the table, these things libertarians don't understand, and I have to admit I have not been listening to the entire show because I was in a Cheshire TV board meeting. It's the local cable access channel here in Keene. I'm actually on the board with Daryl and another liberty-friendly person, so it's always good to go to those things. So bring me up to speed here, Mark. I know you guys were just talking about the voting, that you believe that there should be requirements to vote, some sort of a litmus test.
I do. We're talking about this Raw Story article on the seven things that libertarians basically just don't understand. And
how did that parlay into the voting thing?
That number three, disenfranchisement, that there's a cycle that in some ways is even uglier than the cycle of poverty. It blocks people from changing the policies that keep the cycle of poverty going. I'm talking about the myriad of ways that the super rich control the political process, and in controlling the political process, make themselves richer and give themselves even more control of the political process. They purge voter rolls, cut polling place hours, cut back on early voting, especially in poor districts, voter ID laws, roadblocks to voter registration, noticeably aimed at people likely to vote progressive, questionable at best voter fraud detection software, which by some wild coincidence tends to flag names that are common among minorities.
Hmm.
You know, whatever it is, eliminating election day registration, restricting voter registration drives, gerrymandering, all these things are the fault of rich people and Republicans.
By the way,
claim.
And I don't disagree with any of that, except that she's only singling out rich conservatives.
Yes, that's
well.
What,
I mean,
because, the super rich on both sides and in the center, if they're, you know, whatever, yeah. you know, biases they have, they're all doing this.
Well, but they don't gerrymander in the Democratic states.
No,
I'll tell you
they
that.
Sure don't.
Obviously, the Republicans and the Democrats gerrymander. And also, it is true, at least here in New Hampshire, that it is Republicans who are looking to get rid of same-day voter registration. And that is something that helps people, you know, go ahead and get out there and vote. That's I think, a huge incentive to go and vote because there are a lot
Does
of people who...
Does it harm progressives over conservatives?
Honestly, I don't think that it harms one person over another. I think it's likely that anyone could find themselves in a situation where they are a month out from an election and all of a sudden it becomes apparent to them that there's an election coming up and they all of a sudden have an interest and they want to go get registered and vote. Well, where we're from, Mark, it was, I think, a 30-day window.
Like some long time before they
were
elected.
It was a minimum of 30 days. Maybe it was even 90 days. I don't remember what the rule was in Florida, but if you just got interested in an election, of course, when an election heats up is usually the month or two prior to. So if you just all of a sudden catch wind that this is happening and you get interested, then sorry, you're SOL. You can't vote.
Everybody,
it's the Republicans up here who are pushing getting rid of same day.
No doubt about it. Everybody has their own idea of how voting should go, right? Like what the qualifications ought to be. I can assure you that the Democrats didn't, you know, when I talked to them about when I suggested that New Hampshire was wide open, that people could just go someplace and claim they were going to live there and vote. That's what the law says here. That the Democrats are like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's talking about people voting more than once. Right? Like, that's what it's been proven in New Hampshire that this happens, usually in the primary election when they're only voting against other Democrats. I don't care. But primaries, I care less. What I'm concerned with isn't that, for me, this is my personal concern when we're talking, but people will call this disenfranchisement. My personal concern is the people not be able to vote more than one time. You put things in place because I can assure you the AG, at least in New Hampshire, the Attorney General, has no interest in pursuing these cases. When evidence is put in front of them, I have seen multiple circumstances where people have claimed that this is, people who are in charge of the election put evidence in front of the AG. The AG does nothing. That's got to be pretty frustrating, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. A lot of times you'll find that these older folks up here tend to be Republicans, so they're the ones that are frustrated about it. Fine. Now, I also am a little upset when somebody tries to make a decision about what the best way to do, decisions as far as voting on things, and they're unqualified to make those decisions. If you and I were going to drive from here to Detroit, Ian, and you had the GPS and I didn't have one, and I was just spouting off on directions I thought we ought to go, mm-hmm. I'd be an ignoramus. I'd be a fool.
Let's go to the phones. We got AC. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, AC.
A couple of nights ago, you had that go get guy on talking about anti-pot stuff, and I actually decided to look up some information on it, and I found an article from Reason.com from 2012 where he said some really disturbing things that are similar to what he said when he was on your show last night, and I thought I'd just share them with you to see what kind of guy we're dealing with here.
Sure, you're talking about the guy we actually had on, I think it was Sunday night. And he is an he's pro-prohibition, so he's in favor of keeping things the status quo. He's not the worst prohibitionist in the world in that he claims on one hand that he wants to stop people from being arrested, but he doesn't want to make the drugs legal or decriminalize them. Which
he's a drug treatment counselor that wants people to get more drug treatment counseling.
Yeah, it's impossible for him to hold that position because the cops are going to keep arresting people so long as it's illegal. But anyway, what did you want to share about him?
Yeah, I got an article from Reason, some parts I'd like to share. I actually also share it on your Free Talk Live Facebook page. You guys can look at it in depth if you want to.
The best way to share things, I just want to clarify something for folks listening out there. The best way to share things with us is to share it on our website at freetalklive.com. When you share it on the Facebook page, really, you know, people don't, I don't know how many people look at that stuff, but I know I don't. When I'm on a page, I don't go and I look and see, oh, what has everyone else shared on this page? I generally don't go and do that. I don't know how many people do. Do either of you guys go over and look at those things?
I don't, but there used to be a function on the pages where you could star an article that someone shared, and you can actually blow up so everyone else can see it. Now it's hidden in such a way that you can't see it unless you click on it. And yeah, I never go click on it.
Yeah, best thing to do, share it on our Facebook, our website at freetalklive.com. So go ahead, what did you want to share from that story?
Well, just a couple of small parts. Like, one part where he talks about, where some of the stuff he did sort of say on your guys' show, one part where he actually talks about where he was agreeing with President Obama on, for saying that there was science that insists that marijuana, he found science that insists that marijuana belongs on Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substance Act. Which basically means that, you know, drugs have high potential addictive substances, and they have no medical procedures, no medical value at all. And basically he says that the science says that there's no evidence for that. And that the science also shows that marijuana is more dangerous than methane, cocaine, and meth.
Wow, those ridiculous claims.
Yeah, and he's backing up the stuff. He's also saying things like, that more people are now using more marijuana now than before, you know, that many parts where marijuana has been legalized, it's been more people are using it than before.
I thought there was a decline in marijuana use, especially amongst teenagers and young adults.
See, that's the problem with these dueling studies situations that we get into here, where one side has their study that says what they wanted to say, and then the other side has the study
that
they wanted to say. And so ultimately, that's why I think it's important to really boil this down to its essence. Like, so what if more people smoke marijuana? They should be free to do that. It's their body. They should be able to make that choice.
But according to this guy's first point, it's Schedule 1, and it's worse than heroin and whatever.
What a lie. I mean, to claim that you have some sort of evidence that marijuana has no medical benefits flies in the face of all of the, you know, the mountains of it that, you know, has resulted now in 24 states having medical marijuana programs. So I appreciate you sharing that, AC. Thank you for the call tonight. Dr. Gogek is who he's referring to, the author of, what was it, Marijuana Debunked, I think it was.
Yeah.
Not that you should actually go out and buy his book. It's just he's an author.
Did he actually call in, or was he in the studio?
No. He was actually on Skype.
Oh wow.
Whew. Yeah. It could be weird, you know, asking someone else who doesn't necessarily agree to leave an interview, right? Physically leave an interview.
Well, it probably sounds like a real good opportunity to debate with a guy who's clearly speaking a bunch of crap.
We did for an hour. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to hear that, you can go download the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com. We got more coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does at guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We have time for you if you want to join us here. Bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark. There is a growing movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me. Are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the costs of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement. Let's change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org. The number is 855-58-LIBERTY. LibertyHealthShare.org. You're going to want this information. Look, I know that healthcare is very expensive, especially for people who run their own businesses. You need to be involved. You need to check it out. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. Liberty.
All right. So join us here. We're continuing now with the seven things that libertarians don't understand, according to an author at Raw Story. And Mark, what were we up to? We're going to get to number four now?
Yeah, going into number four.
Before we do that, you were on the last number three, disenfranchisement. You were talking about who should be able to vote. And if you don't know your head from your butt, you shouldn't have a say in however the vote is going. So if you're not a rocket scientist, and the vote is to, you know, talk about what kind of rocket is needed to get to Mars. Well, you should be the last person that should be allowed to vote.
Right, and this was what my contention is that I think that if we require people who were born outside of this country to take an exam, we'll call it the citizenship exam, in order to be able to vote, then why don't we make people who are born inside this country take that same exam in order to be able to vote? This doesn't seem like a stretch to me. This says that people who have some modicum of knowledge about how the government works will be casting votes, rather than going out and voting the way that somebody told them to vote, the way that, looking at somebody and saying, I like the way he looks, and deciding that, deciding based on gender how to vote for somebody, deciding how their last name looks, deciding on the silliest reasons why they would vote for somebody.
Or voting the way that the party they associate with, even if they only agree on a couple of things, votes. And that's also pretty bad. Even though they might not agree on that one thing, well, their party's going that direction. So, you know, what are they going to do? Now, I've always been of the opinion that, as far as voting is concerned, because, I mean, if you get down to the smallest level of government, two people, Mark, you and me, Mark, we're talking about what movie we're going to watch tonight. We're a small little government, and we're voting.
Except that we could leave if we don't like the result.
Exactly. We are not. Yes, exactly. I've always felt that, as far as voting is concerned, you shouldn't be able to vote at all unless you have some stake in the game.
Yeah, stake in the game. Right.
And so what do I know about the curbs that are going up all over the downtown area here in Keene?
I hate them.
They're horrible. They look nice until you actually try to maneuver over them or around them, and it's like, hey, yeah, that's they put these things up for a reason. But I mean, let the downtown business owners and the people who live down there, let them vote on that.
Let them pay for it.
And
too.
Let them pay for it.
Indeed.
And when they try to come up to my area of North Keene, and they want to introduce the same curbs, Let the people of North Keene, in my neighborhood, my small community, let us vote. And if we decide that, yeah, man, that's a good idea, let us also pay for it.
Yeah, and you're talking about the fiscal responsibility aspect of this. And this article is about people who are fiscally conservative and socially liberal just don't get it. Well, what don't they get about voter disenfranchisement that more money in government, fiscal liberality, I don't even know what the term is, a fiscal liberal is somehow going to fix? Somebody who spends lots of money is going to fix the voting situation in this country? I don't think more voting...
Is that like an oxymoron, fiscal liberal?
That's the term. I don't know. How is that going to fix the situation? This is just complaints.
It's faith. That's all. It's just pure faith in the idea of the state. I mean, this is their solution for how to solve problems. And so, well, if the state's working on solving this problem, supposedly, and it's not being solved, obviously, more money will help.
Well, I don't get it. This is what this lady's saying. She's saying I am ignorant about this, and then she proceeds not to explain how I'm ignorant.
But she also says, and she explains what the problem is, and she's laid it out. She says that the super rich control the political process. Well,
the super rich are not Republican.
Well, yeah, I mean, but why are they? Well, just take one or the other out. Take the political process out, and then the super rich will have to make their money
by providing goods and services
exactly.
to people.
All right. Where are we at here? Number four?
Number four, racist policing. There's a whole lot going on.
These are the things social liberals and fiscal conservatives do not understand.
People that claim to be both socially liberal and fiscally conservative do not understand.
According to this woman.
There's a whole lot going on with racist policing in the United States. Obviously, but not a trivial chunk of this, is fiscal policy. Ferguson's shown a spotlight on this, but it isn't just in Ferguson. It's all over the country. In cities and counties and towns across the United States, the government is funding, in large part, by tickets and fines for municipal violations and by the meta system of interests, penalties, surcharges, and fees on those tickets and fines, which are commonly turned into never-ending debt amounting to many, many times the original fine itself.
Yeah, that's true.
This is absolutely true, 100% true. This is, for all intents and purposes, a tax. Yep, it's a tax on poor people. It's a tax on poor people for being poor and not having $100 in their bank account that they can drop at a moment's notice on a traffic ticket. And that's a tax that disproportionately targets blacks and brown people.
Or to pay for an attorney.
when combined with the deeply ingrained culture of racism in many, many, many police forces, the police culture that hammers black and brown people for the crime of existing, it's attacks on black and brown people purely for being black or brown. Now, she doesn't really show this.
Well, it's attacks on poor people.
She doesn't, right. Well, there's black and brown people that aren't poor, too, right?
Right. I don't think, well, okay. So, yes, there are definitely racist cops out there. That's true. But the black guy driving a fancy Lexus is going to be safer on the road than the black guy driving the beat-up old whatever.
Assuming the Lexus isn't tricked out to look like a drug dealer's ride, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Low tax is good. High tax is bad. High taxes are bad unless we don't call them a tax. If we call it a penalty or a fine, then that's just peachy. I don't believe that. And if it's disproportionately leveled by a racist police force on poor black people who have little visibility or power and are being systemically disenfranchised, that's even better. Well, who says that? What are they going to do about it, and who's going to care? It's not as if black lives matter. I mean, this has something to do with fiscal conservatism? Let me ask you this. When was the last time a government agency said, we've got enough money? Thanks so much, we're giving money back. Well, they don't do that crap. They're not going to. If you double taxes in some town where they have a racist police force, let's assume that there certainly are towns that have that, are they going to stop targeting poor black and brown people?
No, they'll have more money to enforce upon
them.
They'll just
go to so they can get more money out of these people. Oftentimes, these fees and fines aren't really that good of a way of getting money for the government. Sometimes they are.
They sure are in some places. But, Waldo, Florida? How about that?
Well, I can tell you that in Colorado...
They're out of commission, Waldo, Florida. They're no longer...
They shut down the PD there?
Yeah, they don't have a police department any longer. That was like last year.
Yep.
And by the way, we all grew up around that area. Well, I did.
I did not.
I was right across the river there. And, oh, my God, it was a horrible, horrible wreck. And everyone knew about it as
Known as a speed trap. For those that don't know, like, well, it's Waldo, Florida. This is like one of the most, or it was at least, one of the most infamous of speed traps in probably the United States. So bad that the AAA actually bought billboards on the outside of Waldo, like, you know, 2 miles away. Coming up, speed trap, you know, letting everybody know that it was on that road.
Yeah, they preyed on the tourists because the locals knew it was there and knew it was coming. But yeah, the tourists were, and that's the best kind of speeding victims to get, the people who are
out of town.
They're out of town. They're driving back across state lines. And what are they going to do? They're not going to come back and fight it in court.
Most people aren't going to fight it anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Most people won't be fighting it, and, you know, that's that. And I don't think in Waldo, I didn't see any evidence in Waldo that they were targeting people who were black and brown. They were just targeting people with cars. And that's because they were drunk on the money. She's right about the taxation. She's right that poor people don't get a fair shake when it comes to dealing with tickets. But that doesn't change the fact that giving more money to the government isn't going to fix that problem. That's not a solution to anything. And claiming that I don't understand is insulting, Greta.
Well, of course, she's intending to insult you. You're the enemy. 855-453, 855-450-3733. More on this list when we come back in hour two.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill?
Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.